Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Barbara Archer, from the talk show Real Women, Real Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in to another evening broadcast on the platform. I'm your host, Ms. Barbara Archer. This evening, we have a very special message that I want to share with each and every last one of you ladies this evening. I believe it's a very important message, and it's something that I had just experienced myself today, that God just brought it to the fullness this morning. So we're going to get right into this episode. What do women fear the most in a relationship? All right, but before we get started, we always open up the floor with prayer. So we're just going to bow our heads. We're just going to pray, and we're just going to just seek God that He'll give me the words to speak, and that I pray for each and every last one of you ladies that are listening that you will have a heart to receive God's word for you this evening. All right, Father, we just thank you. We just praise you. We give you all the glory and praise and honor, for you're worthy to be praised. Father, we just thank you for this time that we have together, as we come together, as we share, as we open up our hearts and minds, oh Lord. And Father, I just pray that you be glorified. And Father, I pray that you touch every woman's heart, oh Lord, touch our souls, oh Lord, and just continue to bring divine healing to every part of our lives, God. Father, you want us whole, you want us healed, because Father, you have a ministry that you're birthing in each and every last one of your ladies. And Lord, I just thank you, and I just pray your blessing upon everyone under the sound of my breath, that everyone will be moved and touched, Father, that they will leave this evening knowing, Father, that they have had an encounter with you and that you love them, that you care for them, oh, Lord. And, Father, we just give you all the glory and praise and honor. We just thank you for this platform. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, ladies. All right. I just pray God's blessing over your life and your family. And this evening broadcast will feature many struggles and fears that women have going into a new relationship. One of the things that we're going to talk about is fear of being vulnerable to another person and allowing a person to lead, all right? Do I give it all to him? What do I keep? Is it something that I need to hold on to? Well, the list can go on and on, and it can become overwhelming to many of us, but it does not have to consume or leave us in a state of becoming crippled. All right, ladies, let's do the work, meaning if you can't identify with more than two or the above examples, then the problem is much deeper within you, and just know that God wants to heal and restore you. So my question to you this evening, ladies, is will you trust God with your heart? Right? Before we even get into it, I just want to just give a little bit of a story myself, and it's just a testimony. Thank you so much for your patience, everyone. I do appreciate it. Now I know more than ever before that I am right on target with what God is doing in my life and in other women's lives as well. For the past couple months now, God has been speaking to my heart about this four-letter word, and it's called love. And it's a word that I've always, up until this point, I had avoided it. And I had avoided it for 30-some-plus years. And 2 years ago, God took me through a transformation. He had to restore my confidence. He had to restore my soul. He allowed me to deal with some of the things that I've never dealt with, and I had to come to terms with it, and I did. And it set me on a road of healing that I was able to walk into my purpose and not be afraid to try new things, not be afraid of failure. And praise be to God, through that, I was able to step into my purpose. But one of the things what I want to share with you is this. You may go through life and you think, okay, you know what, I have arrived, because that's what I thought, that I have arrived, you know, that I was doing okay. Just when you think you're doing okay, that's when God's going to give you a pop quiz, and he's going to reveal to you, no, you're not. You're better than what you used to be, but you still have a way to go. But God, he's a loving God, that he don't just allow everything to come at us all at once, you know. He takes us in different seasons of life, you know. And that was that season. So now I'm in a new season. And you always know when you're in a new season because you feel like you're just in this little funk and you don't know exactly what, but you just feel an uneasy, that you just feel that God's getting ready to do something in your life, but you just can't pinpoint what it is. And that's what happened to me. But then what happened, there was this thing that came up in my life, and it bottled down to that word love. And what happened is that, you know, and I shared this before on the platform, that there was a friend of mine and there was a misunderstanding, and it was me not really being open about my feelings or anything, or my emotions, and just letting a person totally in, you know, I mean, into my circle, because I've always been able to keep people at a distance. You know, it's like I allow people to get a certain point with me, and at that point I typically will shut down, you know, because I feel if I shut down, I don't have to feel. And as long as I don't have to feel, I'm okay. That's my safe haven. So anyway, you know, long story short, you know, God started to speak to me about offending people. You know, it doesn't matter if I was offended. It doesn't matter if I don't feel that I offended that person, but if that person felt offended, I needed to do something about it. Because as you go to the next level with God, that he's going to require more of you as you go higher with him, and he did. So I came to the end of my rope. I came to the end of myself, and I was like, okay, God. And then every morning my devotions was about love and relationships. And I was like, first, I'm going to be honest, I was getting really sick of it, because I was like, you know what, I'm tired of hearing about this love and relationship. So, you know, then my daughter, she kept on, you know, just whispering things in my ear all the time. And I was like, what is all this? I'm like, God, every time I turn around to someone, you know. But, you know, so what happened is that then I have a sister back home, and I really wanted to unite with her. And I stepped out a couple weeks ago, and I gave her a call. And, you know, so I'm going to be heading back next week for something else that is pertaining to my career, but I'm going to be able to sit down and talk with my sister as well. So God's really been dealing with me about relationships, because I've never worked at any relationships. You know, when relationships get a little bit tough, Barbara always just walk away. It's easier to walk away than it is to sit there and deal with it, you know. So God is getting me at that place that, okay, you know what, you have to deal with relationships. You have to hold on to your relationships. You just can't just let relationships just walk away like there's no meaning, like there's no feeling, like it's nothing there, because it is something there. And relationships is very important to God as well. So I went through all of that, you know, and then this morning I get up, made my prayer and devotions, you know, and I get a phone call from a brother in Christ, you know, and I thank God, because God is so awesome, is that he sent me the exact person, I mean, the exact gender that I've been fighting against all these years. God sent the exact same person to me. And I sat back, and at first I just thought we were just going to discuss business, you know, because he wanted to bring one of my artists onto his platform and interview. So that's why he called, and we was on the phone arranging a date and time and all this that he could do the interview. And then we just started, I just started opening up. And why would I open up to a total, I mean, I wouldn't say a total stranger, you know, but part of my life, you know, why would I be that open with someone like that, you know? And I'm going to tell you something, it was an amazing breakthrough, because not only did this brother in Christ, not only did he listen to me, but he prayed for me. And I mean, he prayed a powerful prayer for me, you know, and he prayed like I've never had anyone pray over me before, you know. And I just meditated on that all day long, and I am just so happy, and I feel a release, because that is what Satan has had me bound for all these years, afraid of love. I've always been afraid of it. But then what God has showed me through his prayers, and God started to show me, that the reason why that I've always been afraid of love is because of what happened to me at the age of 14, which a lot of y'all know, because I've shared this story before, and I've shared my testimony, and it's in my book, that at the age of 14 I was raped. And because of that, you know, that night, that little girl that was 14 years old, she died that night, and someone else was birthed that night. And that person was determined that she was never going to love or, you know, or get close to it. So I've always fought that all my life, just battled with it, you know. But what I've learned now is that that's what Satan, that's what he wanted. He wanted me bound. He didn't want me to love. But now I'm free. Praise be to God that tonight I can lay down knowing I am a free woman. I'm no longer bound. I am free. And it's so amazing that when I created this broadcast for this evening, I created this broadcast like 2 weeks ago. Had no idea this was going to be the topic that what I was going to discuss, this story that what I'm telling everyone right now. I didn't think this was going to be it, but Lord and behold, here it is right now. So when I listened to all of this, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, and I had forgotten what this episode was going to really be about until, like, today, you know. And then when I saw it post, I was like, oh, God, this is so perfect. So I just want to just lift up my ladies this evening and just let you know that there's reasons why that we have a hard time loving. And sometimes we don't love ourselves, and that could be your case tonight, that you don't love yourself. Maybe someone else have never loved you, so you feel loveless. You feel, okay, no one has ever loved you. Why would anyone love you? So you may be that woman tonight. You may be that woman that do not feel loved because you've never been loved. You want to love, but you've never been loved. Okay, then there may be women out there that may be like me, that has always been afraid of love. You know, I've had lots of people to love me in my life, but I've never really loved anyone. You know, and the first person that I truly ever loved, that was when I gave birth to my son. That was when I first knew what love was, because I loved him. And then I had my daughter, and I loved her. But every relationship in my life, I've never really allowed myself to love. I allowed myself at times to be in a place that I can tolerate you. You know what I'm saying? I thought I loved. But when I look back on it, it wasn't love. And sometimes this may be you tonight. You may be in love with the idea of being in love, but still holding back. So you have to ask yourself a question. If I'm holding back, what is holding me back, ladies? What is holding me back from getting that love that I know I deserve and that I want and I desire to have it? What is holding you back? Okay? So I want you to ask yourself that question, you know. And before this segment is up this evening, I'm going to pray with you I'm going to pray with you, you know. And I'm going to continue to pray for you that God will reveal some things to you and show you the truth, show you what's really in your heart, show you what's in your soul, show you what is really troubling you, why you can't love. Because until we get a hold of this, we will never have the love that God wants us to have. And it's not just so for that, because what he showed me today is that there was anger that was there, and that anger is still there. It seemed like with me, I'll always try to be a strong, dominant person, you know what I'm saying, you know, not showing a need to actually need anyone, you know, knowing that I can do it all on my own, you know. And I remembered a few weeks back that my sister and my niece was talking on the phone, you know, and she said to me, she said, you know what, Barbara, you cannot be the Proverbs 31 ministry woman, Proverbs 31 woman, and be David at the same time. It's like I had the desire to want to be that Proverbs 31 woman, but then I wanted to be David. I wanted to be this great warrior, this great fighter. And when a lot of people see me, that's what they think I am, you know, this strong, dominant woman that's very strong, strong-willed, you know, don't really need a man, don't really need anyone. You know, I can do it all on my own, you know, and that's what people see. But underneath all of that, it's just this little girl, you know, that is afraid, that is frightened, you know, and just runs scared, you know. That's the side that people don't see, you know. So I'm sharing this with everyone this evening is because when I speak about it, I'm just more and more free from it, you know. I don't have to be bound by it anymore, you know. And I know that I can't go to the next level with God like where I'm at today. So things had to change, and this was my day that God broke that change. He broke that bondage. He delivered me, and he has set me free. Now I'm walking in, so I'm opening up my heart, because what it all boils down to is who I trust God with my heart. And that's where a lot of us women are at today, is that we don't trust God with our heart because we're afraid. Maybe we've been hurt before. And if you've been hurt before, maybe you've been hurt by your earthly father. So you feel, okay, you know what, how can I trust God? Someone may have hurt you. It may have been a bad relationship. It may be a marriage. It may be a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Someone has hurt you. And because of that hurt, you're afraid to love. You're afraid of letting someone close to you, afraid of what it may feel like. Then sometimes what we battle is that we're afraid that if we do give that person our all and it does work out, okay, then we're afraid of it working out because we're afraid of, okay, you know what, this could actually work. And because we have it in our minds, back in our head somewhere, that things never work out. It works for Sue next door. It works for Bob up the street, but it doesn't work for us. So then when we start to see it coming together, then we get scared because it's an unknown. It's unknown, you know, and we are always, a lot of us are afraid of the unknown because we don't know what to expect. And it can really paralyze us, and it can really shut us down, you know what I'm saying? So these are things that what we struggle with. But you have to get to a place that you have to be free from it. You cannot allow these things to continue to creep up in your life, you know, because as long as you do, Satan will always have a stronghold over you. He'll always have you bound. He'll always have you in that chain. But God says that he sent his son to set us free. And the Bible says, Jesus said, who the son sets free is free indeed. So we need to walk in that freedom. We need to embrace that freedom. And don't be afraid to love. Even if I made up my mind today that these are two things that I made up my mind about. I'm going to love, and I'm going to love strong, and I'm going to love hard. And I'm going to love, and even if it don't work out for me, okay, that's not going to scare me because I'm going to love anyway, because I trust God with my heart, because I know that he is the driving force behind everything I do. And I trust that God is not going to allow the wrong person to come into my circle. He's not going to allow the wrong person to enter into my life. And I had to trust him with that. And sometimes that's where a lot of us, that's where we at, and that's where we may be struggling at today. So I'm telling you, if that is you today, you know, I mean, if that is you today, then I would like for you to seriously, you know, get to a place, you know, that you can be able to be free and to allow God to just do the work in your life that what he desperately wants to do, because he does want to do something great in your life. He loves you with an everlasting love, and he has great plans for you. You know, there is ministry that is in you, you know, and I know now, you know, that God has something greater outside of my PR company and the radio platforms and all of what I'm doing. God has a ministry, and that ministry is going to be able, I'm going to be able to help other women that are struggling with love, that they're struggling with their heart, you know what I'm saying, that they've been fighting God all these years, and God has called me to such a place such a time as this, and I have embraced it, you know. So I just want to just lift up all my sisters, and I want to lift up my brothers too. You know, it's not about just us women. I know this is a woman's platform, but men, they struggle just like we do, you know. But the difference between men and women, I believe, is that men, they struggle privately, you know what I'm saying, you know, in their home where no one can see them. You know, women, we're a little bit more open, you know, so we'll open up a little bit, you know. We'll talk to anyone that will listen to us, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, it's like that is what men do. They suffer privately, you know what I'm saying, you know. But, you know, we need to lift up our brothers as well as our sisters, you know, because we are all God's children, and he loves all of us equally. He doesn't love you more than what he loves me. He doesn't love me more than what he loves you. He simply just loves us with that everlasting love. And my desire is to see every person set free and to experience the life that God has for you, because he has great plans for you, and you'll never walk into your complete purpose, into your complete destiny, until you can get past the hurts, the pain. You got to let it go, you know. I mean, I was on the phone, and as my brother was praying for me, you know, I was just crying. I mean, tears were scrolling down my eyes. I was just in complete tears, you know. But that was cleansing. Crying is cleansing. It cleanses you. Do you feel me? I mean, it cleanses you. It sets you free. You know what I'm saying? And God's word said that he collects every tear that drops from our eyes because we matter to him. That's how much he loves you. He's able to collect every last one of your tears, you know? So he loves you that much, you know? And when it happened, well, I was on the phone, and as my brother was praying for me, I sat back and I was like, God, I said, you're just so good. I said, what are the chances be that God will send me an angel that would minister to me? And I'm thinking that if he were to send me someone, oh, it would have to be a woman. But no, he sent me a man, the same exact sex that I've been fighting all these years, all my life. This is the person who God sent. And I just sat back, and I was just in awe of him. I was like, God, you're just so awesome, you know. So I just thank God for my brother, you know, and, you know, just, and that's why I say you get up in the morning, you never know how your day is going to go. You know, I got up this morning, I had my prayer, devotion, and I'm thinking, okay, let me get ready. Let me get into the office. Let me start my day, you know. And then I get a phone call, and I was like, okay, this is a phone call I've been waiting on, you know, because we've been trying to connect, because I'm trying to get my artist onto his radio platform, and I'm looking for him to play her music on his radio station in rotation. So I was like, okay, finally this call finally came through. You know, after 2 weeks, it finally came through. So I'm like, okay, thank you, God. Praise Jesus. You know, so we were just discussing business, you know, and then from there, I mean, the floodgates just opened, and that's when I knew that it was God. This was a moment that God had, but we're almost out of time now. But what I like to be able to do is to pray for each and every last one of you this evening. So, Father, I just lift up every person under the sound of my breath, and, Father, I pray that you would minister to every home, to every heart. And, Lord, I pray that you will remove the scales from our eyes, Lord, that we'd be able to see the truth, that the enemy will no longer have us bound in believing the lies and the confusion and having us think that we're okay when we're not okay, knowing that you want to do great things in our lives. And, Lord, I pray that you give your people, Father, a heart, a vulnerable heart, knowing that they can trust you, Father, because you have great plans for them. And I pray that you will bring total healing to every part of their lives, physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, spiritually, in every way, God. And, Lord, I pray your blessing upon them as they go forth, as they trust you. And, Lord, I pray that the testimony that I gave this evening, Father, that it will bless someone's life, that someone's life will be changed by the words that were spoken this evening. And, Father, I give you all the glory and praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I just have a few quick announcements. As you know, that this platform will be you know, it'd be winding down soon. I have about maybe 3-4 more weeks, maybe like 3 weeks left on this broadcast. God is moving me on to other things. So as he moves me on, there are some things that I have to say goodbye to, and this platform is one of them. But please be listening out. Next week, I'm having a very special guest onto the platform next week. And then the following week, I have another special guest that's going to be on the platform, so you do not want to miss that as well. So just continue to listen every Wednesday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, because I have some wonderful, amazing people that's going to be turning me on the platform, And even after that, the first week in June, I have a very special lady that's going to be on the platform, and she's going to be talking about relationships as well. So it seems like lately these are the people who God has been bringing into my circle as they come on the platform, and I know that you are going to be blessed because I've received so many emails from other people that have been blessed by the guests that I have had on the platform in the last month and a half. So continue to follow me each and every Wednesday. I'll be on the air tonight with a young lady that I'm going to be interviewing on the NEARCOM television production platform, and her book is called Chicken Soup, It's Time to Thrive. You do not want to miss that. That show airs at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You do not want to miss either broadcast. And then tomorrow night I'll be interviewing Tay Clemens, so you do not want to miss that as well. That's on NEARCOM platform as well, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow morning I'll be on the air as well as I'm teaching a lesson tomorrow morning. You do not want to miss that broadcast at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be posting it on Facebook, so you can definitely follow me there. Also, I just have this great announcement. On the 21st, I'm going to be interviewing three of the stars from the NBC television series The Voice. I will be interviewing Corinne Hawthorne. I'm going to be interviewing India Carney, and I'm going to be interviewing Kimberly Nichols. You do not want to miss that episode. They will be on at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time. The one I will be interviewing at 9 to 9:10, the other one from 9:10 to 9:20, and the third one from 9:20 to 9:30. You do not want to miss that. My Thursday morning broadcast will be coming to an end as well in the next couple weeks as well as I move on. The only platform that I will have starting in the middle of June will be NEARCOM Television Productions. You can continue to follow me there. I have amazing people that's going to be on the platform. You do not want to miss not one episode. It's going to be hot. It's going to be serious. And you're going to be blessed by the people that God has brought into my life. So without further ado, thank you so much for your time this evening. Just remember that we love you here, and remember, if nothing else, that God loves you with an everlasting love. So until then, God bless each and every last one of you, and we'll see you next Wednesday, same time, same station. Good night, everyone, and have a wonderful weekend, and be blessed.